easier to make music. If you want to impact the way a billion people experience music, you have to build something for a billion people. And so that is first and foremost giving everybody the joys of creating music. And this is a huge departure from how it is now. It's not really enjoyable to make music now. People enjoy
it. Why did you say that?
It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of practice. You need to get really good at an instrument or really good at a piece of production software. I think the majority of people don't enjoy the majority of the time they spend making music.
Do you not think that's like running? It is hard to run. It is painful to run. You don't particularly enjoy it, but you love running.
And you there you have it. I found this to be a really interesting concept, a really interesting proposal that, because it's hard, because it's difficult, something like making music or learning to make music is so difficult that it's not really enjoyable. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back today trying something a little different, an entirely new episode format for tonight. I think I'm going to call it the X-Files. I think I want to sprinkle these episodes in every once in a while when things might be a little slow in the AI news cycle, or particularly the AI marketing news cycle, and that was kind of the case this evening. There was nothing really that stood out to me as far as a tool or an update to one of these AI technologies that we use frequently. That was hugely valuable to be a singular focus for our episode tonight. So that's kind of when I started brainstorming this new idea, this new format, the X-Files. And so what I've done is I've just bookmarked some posts on X from the last week or so that have to do with AI and AI marketing tools and image generators, things that I found particularly interesting and that I thought would be interesting to talk about with fellow AI marketing navigators. So that's kind of my idea for tonight's episode. I'm going to go through each of these posts and I will talk about them briefly and kind of talk about how they got my wheels turning, what I found interesting, and hopefully you'll find them interesting too, and we can start some interesting conversations. So that's kind of the goal of this format of episodes, the X-Files. So I'll go ahead and share my screen so you can take a look at all of these posts right along with me. The first one is shared by Mike Patti, and you should be seeing it now on your screen. And he's actually sharing a quote from Mikey Schulman, who is the creator of Suno AI. And Suno AI is an AI music generator tool, and I think we mentioned it way back in the early days of the AI Marketing Navigator. And this is a very interesting quote that I'm going to go ahead and play for you. So just one moment here.
Easier to make music. If you want to impact the way a billion people experience music, you have to build something for a billion people. And so that is first and foremost giving everybody the joys of creating music. And this is a huge departure from how it is now. It's not really enjoyable to make music now. People enjoy
it. Why did you say that?
It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of practice. You need to get really good at an instrument or really good at a piece of production software. I think the majority of people don't enjoy the majority of the time they spend making music.
Do you not think that's like running? It is hard to run. It is painful to run. You don't particularly enjoy it, but you love running.
And you get there you have it. I found this to be a really interesting concept, a really interesting proposal that, because it's hard, because it's difficult, something like making music or learning to make music is so difficult that it's not really enjoyable. Or also that's something that is difficult and that can't be enjoyed by a vast amount of people. So for that reason, maybe it's not equitable or fair or ideal in its medium or mode of sharing or mode of adopting. And so at first, my reaction, I think, definitely tends to align with the host or the interviewer of this podcast, where he's like, but aren't the hard things, the example he used was running, like, aren't those hard things enjoyable because they're hard? And so this really just brought up an interesting train of thought in my mind that I think really is put under the microscope now that we have these AI technologies that are able to very possibly democratize things that are hard, like creating music or generating art. And is this resistance that I'm feeling to this idea that something that is hard should actually be easy in order to be democratized? Is my resistance to that, my bias to the current environment that we live in, the current creative environment that we live in, is that just a paradigm that's going to go away in this new AI creative environment? So tell me what you guys think about that. I find it super fascinating. Again, maybe I'm set in the old human mindset that things are hard or that things are enjoyable because they're hard, and striving to accomplish them and achieve them is what makes them enjoyable. But maybe I'm programmed to think that way. So let me know what you guys think. Okay, this next one is a tweet from El Cine. at E Wang Lu, H-U-A-N-G-L-U. And this was posted a couple days ago on January 8th. And I saw a few different posts mentioning this, and he talks about Trans Pixar AI. And this is a recent drop from Adobe, and it's an AI video generator that can generate video with transparent background. So it doesn't sound like too much on its face, but it's a huge game changer in AI visual effects, and it's something that these models have not been able to achieve before, apparently. So if you're watching along on video right now, you can see an example of an explosion with some smoke, and you can see a bunch of this smoke evaporating into the air. You can see the transparency of the smoke as it fades, and there are a few other examples here as well. Again, check out the link in the show notes on your own time to watch the examples in this thread. Or if you're watching along right now, you can see an example of some fire burning and the fire kind of fades and you can see transparent heat waves and smoke. You can see an example of a portal crackling with arcane magic as it opens, as they say here, or an asteroid belt swirling chaotically through space. So all of these very transparent ephemeral effects, like transparent glass of water with ice cubes gently swirling, is what we're looking at right now. All these things that would really throw these models for a loop that are now being accomplished by this Trans Pixar. So it's just another huge step in the capabilities of these AI video generators. And of course, that means a huge step in the capabilities of the tools that we're using to generate our video content. Okay, moving on to the next post that I grabbed here. And this one is from Eric Sue of The Marketing School. I highly recommend The Marketing School podcast with Eric Sue and Neil Patel. Tons of daily value there. In a recent episode, they talked about their favorite marketing tools for 2024, which is what Eric is highlighting in this post. Neil picked HeyGen for its ability to produce content at a global scale or to help transcribe and dub content in multiple languages. We've talked about HeyGen a lot on the show and done a couple of recent episodes in which we've mentioned HeyGen, but Eric mentioned one that we haven't talked about before and that I hadn't heard of before, and he mentioned Overlap. So I think maybe a future episode on Overlap is going to be necessary. It sounds like Overlap is a tool that lets you grab the best clips from your long form video content, interesting short clips that can then be shared and repurposed on social. So I flagged this one because it mentioned Overlap, and that's a tool I hadn't heard about before. So I want to mention that to you guys tonight as well. Stay tuned for probably a deeper dive into that tool in a coming episode. Okay, next up is a post talking about my favorite topic, and I guess you can decide whether or not to be happy or terrified about this discussion. It's a discussion between some AI thought leaders, one of whom is Jasper Zhang, the co-founder of Hyperbolic AI. And this is a post from at Kimmonismus, and I'll let you kind of decipher how to pronounce that, but check out the links in the show notes for the original post. And it's an account that I find some very interesting takes on the latest happenings in the AI world. And they shared this video in which Jasper talked about what the agents that they are working with today, what they're capable of doing today, right now. So I'm going to go ahead and play this video for you. And again, I'll let you decide whether or not to be excited or terrified.
So then we see that AI agents are able to actually understand all these different things, and then they can. So let's say I want it to run a GPU and do some matrix multiplication calculation. Then the AI agents are able to pay for our API through Coinbase CDBKit, and then successfully rent the GPU on our platform, and then SSH into that GPU, and set up the environment for PyTorch, and run the matrix multiplication in PyTorch. So all these things already happen, and I think...
So right now we have these agents, all of these things that are already happening. We have these agents who are capable of very much conducting their own business transactions, creating and accessing their own GPUs. And as Chubby said in their X post here, it's hard not to imagine a world in which we have AGI, artificial general intelligence, or beyond within our lifetimes for sure. And it's no secret that I'm certainly bullish on AI, but it's astounding to imagine what we may see in just the next few years. Okay, home stretch here. This is the next post I found that is pretty simple, but I always love a good prompt framework or a good strategy to approach your prompts with. We've talked a lot about prompt frameworks in the show before, the good and the bad, how they can be both beneficial and detrimental, but I think they always make for good starting points. And I think this is a good example of that. This is a quote unquote, the anatomy of an 01 prompt. Again, so if you're watching along on video, you can see how they kind of break this down into four different parts: the goal, a return format, warnings, and a context dump. So the goal. You're telling the O1 model, in this case, the O1 model, what you want to achieve. In this case, it's a list of hikes. The format you want this information to be returned in is the return format. Warnings about potential hallucinations are in the warning section, so like mistakes to avoid. And then at the end, you give a context dump in which you give a bunch of context to the model about why you're looking for this. So in this case, they talk about why they enjoy hiking so much and what it is they enjoy about hiking, what they like to encounter along the trail as far as food or maybe historic landmarks, and all of these things that the model could take into account when making personal recommendations to you. So I just found this very interesting. Let me know what types of frameworks you guys are using to prompt, particularly prompt these reasoning models, which are so unique. I would be very interested to see those. Okay, and then last but not least is one that I flagged, and it made me chuckle, and I think it does a very good job of kind of capturing the human nature of our attention spans right now and how short they are, whether it's the news cycle or the technology cycle, just how very quickly we move on and how we cease being impressed by truly astounding and world-changing things happening around us. And the AI boom, there's no better example of that than this AI boom. And Sam Altman, his post from the other day captures that perfectly, I think. He says the following, a prediction about the O3 arc. So the arc with which this new next model, this next reasoning model takes with the public will go something like this. Oh, damn, it's smarter than me. This changes everything. 10 minutes pass. So what's for dinner anyway? 10 minutes pass. Can you believe how bad O3 is and slow? They need to hurry up and ship O4. So I thought that was pretty funny, and I couldn't agree more. We have this incredible technology in our hands day to day that's doing incredible things, shifting paradigms of business and healthcare and entertainment and virtually every aspect of our lives. And we go about our business as though nothing is happening. And there are many people who are literally less than impressed with these AI tools. And it's so mind-blowing to me. And clearly it's pretty mind-blowing to Sam as well. But for better or worse, we are attention span goldfish. And I don't see how having AI that's able to give us everything we need instantaneously is going to change that anytime soon. Okay, so that does it for our first edition of the X-Files. Let me know what you thought about this informal format of episode. If you want to do some more informal conversations about X posts or social media posts or YouTube videos or topics that you would like to suggest that you want to talk about, just let me know in the comments. And hopefully there was some value for you here tonight, even though it was not a traditional format. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.